Welcome to the Hyde Park Communications Podcast. Today, we are joined by Jeffrey Sandman and Dr. Michael Miller to discuss the health policy issue of cost containment.
Hello, this is Jeff Sandman, CEO of Hyde Park Communications, a life sciences, public relations, and public affairs firm. And with me today is my colleague, Dr. Mike Miller, a senior counselor with us and also president of HealthPolCom Consultants. We're going to talk today about some of the changes we see coming in 2009 and what that might mean for life science companies. I think we can agree that change is coming, and that's irrespective of who will be in the White House, and given that there will be a new Congress, and that companies will need to demonstrate change. We think that the watchword for 2009 will be cost containment, and even at a time where there's talk about insuring the underinsured and expanding programs, cost containment will likely carry the day. Mike, what's that going to mean for a variety of life science companies?
Well, I think life sciences companies are going to need to really demonstrate their value, a value of their products, in ways that they haven't had to do in the past. They've always talked about value, but there's new methodologies in terms of cost-effectiveness analysis that's being used for pay-for-performance that purchasers, both government and private insurers, and patients and physicians are going to want to see more rigorous methodology and data to back up their value propositions.
And with these value propositions that you mentioned, do we think that given that government as the major payer as well as private companies are really going to put the squeeze on, has the definition of value changed? I mean, we understand that the need to show innovation and new developments for patients and doctors is of critical importance. What do you think about value?
I think we're going to see the same thing for pharmaceutical and biotech and medical device products as we're seeing in the clinical world, where there's a new emphasis on what's called pay-for-performance. The physicians and hospitals and other providers are now being put under a reimbursement system where they're being asked to demonstrate the value they're providing and their payment and reimbursements being tied to that value, that performance, if you will. And I think the life sciences companies are going to be put under the same scrutiny.
But, you know, we've been talking about this for years, Mike, you and I, with many of our pharmaceutical and bio clients, in terms of changing with the environment. And since that is the word, and at the time where we know that cost containment will really be, I think, accelerated into 2009, 2010, what should companies need to think about in terms of demonstrating that change?
Well, I think you're right, Jeff. Everybody's used to talking about how to demonstrate value and doing it, but it is a changed environment because the companies are expecting, or the payers and the stakeholders of physicians and patients are expecting much richer and more rigorous data and analysis. It's a real challenge for companies to communicate that deeper analysis to these different kinds of groups. It's one thing to communicate it to the analysts at an insurance company. It's another thing to communicate it to a group of physicians. It's another thing to communicate it to a group of patients. So while the general concept of communicating value is the same, it's really a changed environment for doing that because the expectations are greater.
Mike, given the situation with pipeline, particularly in pharmaceutical companies, as not being as robust as it has been in years past, and the constraints in paying for new medications, how do you see the pharma companies and bioscience companies coming out of this current situation of the squeeze, if you will?
That's a great point, Jeff, and it gets back to demonstrating value. The industry has been so successful in developing products for certain diseases that when they go generic, there's a higher hurdle they've got to get over for new products to show that they're really that much better, that much more valuable, if you will. I actually think the pipeline goes through cycles, and we've been in a down cycle, and we're going to be coming up. I think there's a lot of exciting things coming out of the industry, particularly where there's unmet needs in infectious disease, oncology, neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, as well as some immune modulators that relate to arthritis and some other kinds of conditions like that, lupus. So I think getting to the bottom line, it's demonstrating value by demonstrating how you're going to meet an unmet need, which is the same thing we've been doing before, but the challenge is just greater now because there's more generics that used to be the branded medicine.
Mike, any last thoughts as we look into 2009 and beyond in terms of cost containment and issues of interest to life science companies?
I think, you know, the demographics are only going to make the cost containment issue harder as the baby boomers, you know, age into our senior population. We've already seen that with General Motors. We're going to see it in the government programs. It's just going to make the value propositions harder and the cost containment incentives greater.
That's a good point. And we at Hyde Park have been helping healthcare and life science companies navigate the changing environments for decades. And we're prepared with a variety of new techniques on how one can better align with the payers, the critical patient and alliance groups, as well as the physicians moving into 2009. We'll be back later in the year with other issues of interest to life science companies. Thanks.